Title, Roar and Mail Jungle Presets Using Arrangement View Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper jungle or DNB stab. Hook and Ableton Live using only stock stuff. And we're doing it in Arrangement View so it actually becomes a section of a track, not just a loop. The two stars today are Meld for the musical character, and Roar for that controllable grit and pressure. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar idea that evolves like a real tune, intro tease, build, and then a drop that feels tighter and heavier without just turning everything up. Before we touch anything, quick mindset. Jungle stabs live or die on movement. If you don't automate, it'll sound like a 2-bar loop copy-pasted. So we're going to treat automation like composition. Step 0. Project setup, fast and correct. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174. I'll pick 172 BPM. Make sure you're in arrangement view. If you're staring at session view, press tab. Now create three tracks. First, a MIDI track called Meld Stab. Second, an audio track called Drums. You can leave it empty for now, but we'll want it later. And third, make sure you have return track A and rename it Jungle Verb. One more safety thing. Keep your master from slamming. As you work, aim for peaks around minus 6 dB on the master. You'll make better decisions, and your ears won't get tricked by loudness. Step 1. Load Meld and choose a jungle-friendly preset. On the Meld Stab MIDI track, load Meld. Open its preset browser and start hunting in categories that sound like bass, Reese, stabs, rave, jungle, or maybe dark pads. What are we listening for? A good preset for this has a strong mid-range bite, because that's what reads on small speakers and cuts through drums. It should have some movement already, like an LFO or filter action, and ideally it's not insanely wide yet, because we'll control stereo later if it gets messy. Now let's write a classic rhythm, because sound design makes more sense when the part is musical. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Use short notes. Think of them as stabs, not chords you hold forever. Put hits on the offbeats and around the snare, like a classic jungle pattern. For example, in bar 1, hit on beat 1, then a little after, then around beat 2.3, then beat 3, then 3.3. In bar 2, keep the vibe, but change it slightly. Remove one hit and add a quick one just before a snare moment. That little variation is instant authenticity. For pitch, start around F1 to A1 if you want more Reese-ish weight, or F2 to A2 if you want more rave stab energy. And keep the MIDI note lengths tight. Short notes usually hit harder in rolling DNB. Step 2. Add Roar after Meld for controllable grit. Right after Meld in the device chain, drop and Roar. The basic chain we want is Meld, then Roar, then a Q8, then a compressor like glue compressor. Utility is optional later if we need stereo discipline. In Roar, start with a preset that's more saturation and body and less destroy everything. Look for names like warm drive, bass grit, analog crunch, growl, that kind of energy. Now tweak it in a beginner-safe way. Bring up drive until you clearly hear it working, but stop before it turns into fizzy top end. A lot of the time you'll live somewhere around 10 to 30% depending on the preset. Then use mix or dry slash wet as your safety harness. Set it around 30 to 60%. So you get the attitude without losing punch. If there's a tone control or filter in the preset, slightly roll off harsh highs. Jungle wants aggression, but not ice pick pain. Coach note here, Roar reacts a lot to input level. If it feels unpredictable, it's usually because the synth is hitting it too hot or too quiet. So before Roar, turn Meld's output down a bit, or add a utility as a trim. Then after Roar, match the output so your before and after is the same loudness. Otherwise, louder will always seem better, and you'll overcook it. Step 3. Shape with EQ8, DNB priorities. EQ8 after Roar. First move, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. If it's muddy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz. If it's harsh or spitty, look around 3 to 6k Hz and take a little out. If it needs presence, a small boost somewhere from 800 Hz to 2k Hz can help, but keep it subtle. Keep these EQ moves small, 1 to 3 dB. This is training your ear, not performing surgery. Step 4. Add simple glue compression. Add glue compressor after EQ. Starter settings. Attack around 10 milliseconds so the transient can punch. Release on auto, or set it around 0.2 to 0.4 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is the seatbelt that keeps your stab from jumping out wildly when we start automating drive and filters. Step 5. Set up a return reverb for jungle space. On return A, our jungle verb, load hybrid reverb, then EQA after it. In hybrid reverb, choose something darker. Plate or room vibes work great. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the stab stays punchy before the reverb blooms. Inside the reverb, use a low cut around 200 to 400 Hz to keep the low end from turning to fog. Then on the EQ after the reverb, high pass around 250 to 400 Hz and low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. This is huge for keeping drums clear later. Reverb should feel like space, not like a blanket over your mix. Now go back to the milled stab track and raise the synth jungle verb just a bit, somewhere around -20 to -12 dB. We want vibe, not wash. Step 6. Build a 16-bar arrangement, the main event. Here's our structure. Bars 1 to 4. Intro tease. Darker, more space, less distortion. Bars 5 to 8. Build. More movement, more energy. Bars 9 to 16. Drop. Full tone. Tighter reverb. More punch. Copy that 2-bar MIDI clip across all 16 bars. Then every 4 bars, do a tiny edit. In bar 4 and bar 8, remove one or two hits to create tension. Add a ghost stab before a snare in one of the later bars. Even one extra little pickup note can make the groove feel alive. Step 7. Automation in arrangement view, where the loop becomes a track. Press it to show automation mode. Before you draw a million lines, we're going to use automation anchors. Think of three snapshots. Intro state, dark and spacey. Build state, rising energy. Drop state, tight and punchy. We'll set those first, then only add momentary moves at the ends of phrases. Automation idea number 1. Meld filter cutoff or tone. Find a filter frequency, cutoff, or a tone macro in meld. In bars 1 to 4, keep it lower so it's darker. In bars 5 to 8, ramp it upward. At bar 9, open it more for the drop. You can do a ramp plus a sap. Gradual rise most of the time, then a quick move in the last half bar. That last second change reads as hype. Automation idea number 2, roar drive or mount. In bars 1 to 4, keep it lower. In bars 5 to 8, gradually increase it. In bars 9 to 16, hold it fairly steady and then do tiny pushes at phrase endings, like the end of bar 12 or 16. That's where jungle likes a little extra bite. Automation idea number 3, roar dry slash wet, the control chaos lane. Instead of cranking drive, automate dry slash wet from about 30 or 35% up toward 55% through the build. In the drop, keep it around 45 to 60 so it stays heavy but doesn't smear. Automation idea number 4, reverb send. Intro once more space, drop once more punch. So in bars 1 to 8, keep the send around -16 to -12 dB. In bars 9 to 16, pull it down to around -20 to -18 dB. That simple move makes the drop feel closer and louder without actually making it louder. Now the classic end of 8 lift. Right before bar 9, in the last half bar of bar 8, do three quick things. A fast filter sweep up, a quick roar intensity bump, either drive or dry slash wet, and then snap back to your drop settings exactly on bar 9. That's your airlock moment. Even one beat of vacuum can make the drop hit harder. Optional step 8, sidechain for that DNB bounce. If you have a kick pattern or even a placeholder kick, you can sidechain the stab a little. Add a compressor on the meld stab track, enable sidechain, choose the kick as the input, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds, tune to the groove. Lower threshold until it moves subtly. You want the stab to breathe with the drums, not pump like house music. Step 9. Quick authenticity tricks. Call and response is a bigger one. In bars 9 to 12, make the stabs busier. In bars 13 to 16, simplify the rhythm and darken the tone slightly with automation. It feels like the hook is answering itself. Try a one-beat stop near the end of a phrase. Cut the MIDI for one beat and let the reverb tail speak. Jungle loves that little breath. And do micro variation using velocity. Make main hits around 90 to 110, and ghost hits around 40 to 70. A lot of meld presets respond to velocity with brighter tone or extra harmonics. If it gets too inconsistent, reduce velocity sensitivity in the preset, or lean on the glue compressor a bit. Extra sound design move if you want that talking stab effect without complicated modulation. After roar in EQ 8, make a narrow bell with a higher Q. Boost slightly, like 2 to 4 dB, and automate the frequency slowly over 8 bars, sweeping maybe from 400 Hz up to around 1.8 kHz. That moving notch or boost creates vowel-like motion. It's a classic trick and it sounds way more complex than it is. Two very important beginner checks before we wrap. First, Decide your sub policy early. If you plan to add a separate sub base later, high pass the stab higher, often 90 to 150 HE, so the low end stays clean. If the stab is allowed to be the base, then keep more low end, but make that decision now so you don't fight yourself later. Second, listen quietly for harshness. Turn your monitoring down. If the stab still feels like it's stabbing your ear, tame 3 to 7 kHC before you add more drive. Quiet listening is the cheat code for catching painful frequencies. If you like what you've made and you're scared to lose it, freeze the track and duplicate it. Then you can try more extreme roar settings on the duplicate without destroying your good version. That's a very real producer workflow. Mini practice if you want to lock this in fast. Make an 8-bar loop. Automate just 3 lanes. Meld filter darker to brighter, roar dry slash wet from about 35 to 55, and reverb send from about minus 14 down to minus 20. Then add that half-bar hype ramp at the end. Export it. Listen at low volume and ask, does it evolve without getting harsh? Quick recap, Meld gives you the core stab or Reese personality. Roar gives you the gritty control and intensity ramp. EQ and glue keep it mix ready. The jungle verb return gives space, but you manage it so the drop stays tight. And the big win is arrangement view automation. Intro, build, drop, with a couple of strategic phrase end moves. When you try this, pick one Meld preset and one Roar preset and commit for a day. If you tell me which two you chose and whether you're going for classic jungle, modern rollers, or something more neuro-ish, I can tell you the best two or three parameters to automate for that specific pair.